Good morning. My guests this morning are Cynthia Leung and Michael Schwager to talk about a gallery talk at the Sonoma County Museum tomorrow evening at what time?
Oh, the reception starts at 6:30 p.m., and you can meet the speaker at that time and get to sort of look around the museum. And at 7 o'clock, Michael Schwager will start his gallery talk.
Michael, can you give us a preview of this artist, Allison Saar?
Sure. Allison is an artist living in Los Angeles. She is a sculptor from a family of artists. Her mother, Betty Saar, is a very well-known artist as well. Her work combines a lot of different facets. I know she works with folk art as a background, Caribbean art, pre-Columbian art, art from Africa as well, African-American sources. She uses found material as well as material she makes herself. And she makes quite these very poetic and very personal and beautiful sculptures that deal primarily with the human figure and identity in various contexts.
It seems like her artwork is almost shamanistic in a way. These seem like ritual figures, at least the couple that I've seen in the literature.
Yes, and that's one of the several sources that she talks about: voodoo, mythology, various religions. So I think there is that sense of kind of mysticism, shamanism in her work, especially she draws inspiration from the American South. So that's part of her sources.
Her exhibit actually has been up since February 20th and will be at the museum through the 20th of April. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
What has been the reception so far of the public, that, as far as you can see?
Everybody's been really positive about it. I think it's a really exciting exhibit. And you can't help but when you come in, but be very amazed when you come in because it's very different. They're life-size sculptures instead of paintings, per se, that you see. And the figures are very dramatic.
Does she take actual material from the Caribbean and Africa and so forth? Or does she construct objects that are reminiscent of those figures? Probably both.
Probably both, but I kind of see it more as construction.
Uh-huh.
She takes a lot from Greek mythology, and you have to read her titles as well to each piece because the titles actually often are a play on words or they have deeper meaning.
I noticed that the title of the exhibit is Allison Saar, Thistle and Twitch. Any idea why that particular title?
Well, that's actually the name of this greater than life size figure that she has. That's this hollow sculpture of a woman. And this woman is covered with brambles. And so that's sort of the thistle and twitch. And inside, you can actually look inside her navel. There's an eyepiece. And inside, you can see thistles inside.
And where did you say that she makes her home and does her work?
She lives in Los Angeles and I believe in Laurel Canyon. I think she lives pretty much where she grew up, I believe.
Uh-huh. I take it she's been exhibiting elsewhere over the years.
Yes.
Yeah, no, she's, I think, would say she's internationally known and her family is her mother as well. She has a sister, I believe, who's also an artist. So, yeah, she's quite well known and an important artist. It's quite a coup to have her work here in Sonoma County. So it's great the museum has brought her work up here for us to see and enjoy.
Well, thanks very much to you two for coming in and telling us about this. I'm dying to see this exhibit. This is Allison Saar, Thistle and Twitch. It is now open at the Sonoma County Museum and will be there through April 20th. Michael Schwager will be talking about Allison Saar's artwork in a gallery talk tomorrow evening at the Sonoma County Museum. That's 425 7th Street. It'll be at 6:30. For information, a telephone number, 579-1500, online, sonomacountymuseum.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.